All right, guys. So welcome back to Black Hearts Club Radio. We are finally back, and we are coming at you live from the 75. I am your host, Lil Blackheart, and today we have our very special guest, Matt Start. How are you feeling today, girl?
Great.
Great.
I'm glad to be alive.
Girl, I feel that. I'm happy I saw you today.
Yeah. Not
you quoting Lucky Lyrics already. I'm about to see him in D.C. I'm excited.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. When is that?
The end of the month, the 27th. You should pull up.
That's what I'm saying. I might have to.
It's in D.C.
It's right there. Like, and D.C. is always a vibe any fucking way. Like, D.C. is so much fun.
I want to explore D.C. a little bit more. I haven't really, like, tapped into, like, the scene out there, but I think...
No, that's great scene. Do. It's a great scene, and it's, like, super diverse, like...
For real?
Yeah, like, super inclusive, like, they really don't play that funny shit up there. Like, it's a really good community. They don't tolerate a bunch of dumbass shit.
I seen you DJ'd up there.
Yes, once. I did. That shit was fun.
It was fun?
I had a ball.
Damn.
I had a ball DJing. Then we gonna leave it at that.
Okay.
Okay. Nice.
We gonna leave it at that.
All right.
Yes. So before we get started, I do want to thank you for coming on the show today and kicking off the season, the brand new season.
Absolutely.
And I also want to thank everybody who is tuned in just for sticking with us while Black Hearts Club has been in a state of transition. I know it's been a minute. Trust me, I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to have you all back. And I'm ready to get this episode kicked off.
Yeah, let's
girl.
Do it. Let's do it.
So, the first segment of our podcast today, we are talking about events. So, I know that you just had an event in New York, was it?
So, I didn't have an event in New York, but my homie Dot did.
Okay.
Big Azumi. He was DJing out there, and just a bunch of his friends, and we just went up there. Got Airbnb and kind of like explore the city, and he had his little DJ event. Not little, it was dope.
Yeah.
It was crazy, like honestly. And I don't know, I did a few networking things and kind of just experienced the city. It was so much fun.
Nice.
Yeah, I just want to. I've been thinking about it ever since. Like I
saw you tweet that, girl.
Bro.
I feel it.
I hate it here. I'm
New
just kidding.
York. No, and it's like, girl, I love Virginia to death. I do, but it's like, I don't know, like that's it's a different vibe for sure.
It's just
that I also love.
It's just more people. And I think that's there's a lot of people here, but there's not a lot to do.
No. And so it gives people too much time, like,
yeah,
to get into other shit.
Exactly. And it's just like in New York,
everybody minds their business.
We accidentally walked in to three other parties before we walked into the right party. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, on the same street, there were other things happening. So,
right.
Like, you could literally get into anything, any vibe. And I'm just like,
girl.
You go out here, you just go to one place and that you're there all night.
Because by force, like, not even by choice, by force. And it's just insane. Like, we done seen a lot of shit. That's what people don't realize. Me and Matt done seen a lot of shit. Because I think you got into all this right around the time that I kind of got into all this,
yeah,
too, I think.
Yeah, basically.
Like, 2016, 2017, maybe.
Yeah, you were, like, one of my first few bookings, for real. Like, you booked me.
For real?
Yeah, like, when I first started DJing, you were probably, like, my second event I did.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it was low-key. It was low-key, but... I've been out here, and
yeah,
we've been like kind of like doing the same thing at the same time.
That's what I'm saying.
I love that shit for real.
I fuck with it.
Nah, it's dope because it's like we need that, especially for women. Like we need like strong women curators out here that are like really about their business and stuff. And
girl, I just think we need more women in every space. Period. Like
yes,
we just need women. Like
retweet.
We need women. What in the world? And speaking of women, I want to thank everybody for coming up, pulling up the Pussy Power a couple of weeks ago.
I'm so mad I missed that.
Girl.
I was in New York. I know you did.
Ball.
It's always fun.
Bro, first of all, shout out to Pit Stop. I just got to shout out to Pit Stop and P because I don't think it's ever been a time where I went in Pit Stop and did not come out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just fucked up. Like, fucked up every time. Right. I don't have a single sober memory at that damn spot. So shout out to Pit Stop for being that spot.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Need those venues.
Need that. Like, for real. But it was such good vibes. I want to thank everybody for pulling up. We had a ball, and I definitely am sorry you missed it. Because yeah. I definitely wanted you there for that.
I know. I know. When you texted me that, I was like, ugh.
Girl.
I already bought my plane ticket because plane tickets to New York are only $100. Like $127. So, and it's a 45-minute.
Right. That's like 50 a six-hour drive.
Bro, I'm saying I'm not doing that ever again.
Word? Because I was doing it, like, back when I first started going up there real heavy, it was like last year, I think. Or was it the, no, it was, like, early last year, January mm-hmm. through, like, April.
I
was
the bus.
Running up there. I was driving, like, I was going, just going up there, going up there, going up there. It's what you said. Like, it's just, it's shit to do.
Bruh, need it. And everything closes at 4 a.m., like,
club-wise. Or sometimes even 6, because we was definitely in the after hours.
I'm saying.
And they don't stop till noon.
Get me out of here.
Like. They keep
maybe it's a good thing I'm not up there because I probably would get lost,
girl,
in the sauce.
Sometimes I think it's for my own good.
For real,
I would really be up there fucking shit up, bro.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I appreciate Virginia because it's like it's semi slow,
mm-hmm.
so we can tap back into reality.
Right. It keeps you grounded.
Right.
But at the same time, bitch, I'm ready to get the fuck up off the ground.
I'm saying, like.
Hey, I'm ready to get the fuck up off the
ground.
I feel like
I'm a fish in a fishbowl, and I looked into the ocean, and I can't even go back to the ocean. I got to go back to my fishbowl. It's really sad, right?
When's your birthday?
December 27th.
Oh, you're a Capricorn.
I am, big cat.
You're a Capricorn. I was trying to think of what element that is.
What? Oh, that's Earth.
Oh, it's Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a little spicy Capricorn, though. I got a lot of, like, Sagittarius and Aquarius in me.
I saw that, too, on your Twitter.
Yeah.
For sure. So, yes, but definitely had a ball. We got more shows coming. Of course, y'all know that. Like, we're back. Stop playing. So,
Summer going crazy.
No.
Up.
Like.
Love that.
Yeah, we bet. So, next, want to talk about music. So,
okay.
What's some new music that you've been, like, listening to? What you been playing lately?
Oh, man. I've been really into Bash for the World right now.
Okay.
You know him?
No, I don't.
I don't know where he's from, but, like, he has, like, one song that kind of blew up on TikTok that I've seen, and, like, people use it in the background of their, like, TikToks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, I just started listening to his discography, and he just goes crazy. Like, I love his delivery and his flow and, like, the stuff he talks about. He's, like, real petty and sad. And, you know what I'm saying? I love that.
I
love that. It's just, like, Lucky.
I was about to say that. I ain't want to bring – hey, you said it. I didn't. Yeah. I ain't want to bring Lucky back up, but
– that's my fave. I love
that. That is my toxic fave.
Bro, I'm saying, like, tighter on my skin. That's a spell that got me stuck.
Like,
come on,
literally.
He has endless bars that, and like, I don't even do, like, I do drugs
mm-hmm.
every now and then.
Okay, so we are talking about that.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, are we?
Yeah. I just wanted, that's, yeah.
Okay,
I
cool.
I just
wanted
to know.
Yeah, I do it, and then, you know what I'm saying? Every now and then, but I'm not like a fiend, you feel me?
Right.
It's like
keep it cute.
Right. Like a little glass of wine, a little,
you know, like,
and then keep it pushing. You know,
like, because it don't have to be all that. You don't have to, like, I feel like that shit happens when people, like, they're not self-aware.
Yeah, they just don't care.
Yeah, like, they're not self-aware. At
or they're
point.
Running from something.
Yeah.
And I'm not running from nothing. I just want to have a good time. Literally.
And that's going to help me do it.
Exactly. It's going to get me there. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Alcohol is cool, but it's also a downer. And it makes, it's not as fun as, like.
I was about to say, because we're talking about opposite things at this point.
No, we're not.
We're not?
No, because, like, I like downers, but I also like uppers. I like all of them.
Bro.
Yeah, but it just depends on what I'm trying to do.
Never. I'm not gonna lie to you, I never had the desire to touch the upper, for real.
For real.
Yeah, because I'm already on edge. Like, you know me.
Okay.
you know me.
I feel you. I feel you. I'm pretty neutral. Like, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe might go to a rave and get some ecstasy.
I feel, because I keep thinking, like, me, Manning, and Off of Upper mm-hmm. is going to be.
Not it.
No, sir.
Look, you're self-aware.
No, sir.
You know. You know what you're doing.
No, sir. Like, nah, that's going to get me right to where I need to be. I know.
Hell yeah.
Limitations. I be fucking around with the shrooms.
I feel like everyone, if everyone in the world, like, did an LSD or shroom trip mm-hmm. at least once, I feel like the world would be a better place.
I definitely feel that way.
Because it just shows that.
To a degree. I feel that way to a degree.
Some, not, maybe, okay. If you are mentally unstable, like, legitimately, like, don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
See, right.
Just keep your head clear. You feel me? But if you, like, are trying to, you know, figure out something or you want to let go of some trauma, if they had actual resources where people could trip mm-hmm. and take whatever, shrooms, and be in, like, a therapy session and then actually talk about their feelings and then allow themselves to open up.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Because some people really can't open up like that. Yeah.
Exactly. And it helps them heal. You feel me? Like, it doesn't have to be like, oh, we're about to do shrooms and we're about to go in the forest. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which is fun. But, like, you could actually use it for its healing qualities, which it was meant to be used for anyways.
My thing is, and I pay attention to a lot of shit. Like, we got niggas like fucking Nudie and... who else? Dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're talking
about shrooms.
And I can tell the difference.
Yeah.
I can tell the difference. It's like night and day every time.
For
like,
real.
Like, nigga, you was not talking that shit like this.
It literally just, I feel like it started getting popular.
Yeah,
really.
It
like,
did.
People were, like, taking, like, shroom gummies, mm-hmm. chocolates, mm-hmm. like, and then, like.
Shroom tea.
Yep. And, like, kind of microdosing at the function. Which is cool.
See,
I like
that. I cannot do.
You can't?
No, ma'am. No, girl.
You just gotta wear sunglasses and call it and just like kind of like be in the corner like,
no,
oh, I'm on shrooms right now.
Ma'am. No, ma'am. Because it's like I'm such a super, super empath.
Okay.
Like, and you know I'm emotional as a bitch.
Right.
So it's like when I'm on shrooms, that shit is times 10. Like, I be fucking texting my mom talking about, I love you and I just wanna. Say that I understand why. Like,
I love that though.
Yeah,
that's good. A lot of people like run away from their emotions, so it's good that you like embrace it.
Yeah,
that's
girl,
good.
I'm a lot to cry on shrooms. Like, nah. So if the right person walked past me in the function,
right,
like,
heart to heart,
girl. Yeah, I can't do the shrooms around the folks.
Yeah,
but
nah, doing it alone is more fun.
It
anyways,
is.
I just feel like it's yeah. I like looking at myself in the mirror.
Bro, I love doing that shit off shrooms. And I'm not even on no funny shit. I be telling myself, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, doing, like, little affirmations and shit.
It works.
And it fucking works.
Bro, you gotta affirm yourself. If you're not affirming yourself, no one else will.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do that.
Yep. And that's crazy because the song that I was gonna talk about that I just found. So it's this song called Lucky Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by a girl. She's based out of L.A., and it's pretty much about manifesting, just like affirming things over yourself. Mm. I play it every day now, like when I do my affirmations.
Oh, yes. I need that.
I'm gonna send it to you.
Okay,
like cool. It's on some, yeah,
really like affirmation type.
Yes, like
that's the whole Beyonce album for me.
For real,
I love that album.
And it's so crazy that you're saying this, and I'm about to say what I'm about to say. But
okay.
I really got to get, like, more into Beyonce.
Yes.
I feel so crazy, like, admitting that.
No, you're good.
But it's like, I don't know.
So.
I have to get more into it.
Like, you've never been into Beyonce like that?
Ever? I feel like, well... All right, so this is the thing. Like, I come from a very religious household.
Okay.
So, that shit, like, was not getting played on the radio. Like, I didn't see it. I didn't, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't something that was around type shit. Like,
right.
Shit like that was being, like, oh, this is wrong. Like, this is what you don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
That's crazy.
That's a whole nother story for another day. But, like, I had to, when I was sneaking, listening to music,
mm-hmm.
it was just artists that I sought out, and Wayne was always that person to me. That's, so I was sneaking, like, sense. Listening to Wayne, mm-hmm. listening to, like, yeah, like, Nicki, Rihanna. I loved Rihanna.
Love her.
But more, like, edgy shit.
Yeah, that I can see that. I can see that. Beyonce is more, like...
She's more for the...
Girly girls.
The girly girls. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. The good girls, like, the bougie bitches, like, yes. And also, I love that.
And also, like, her music is mad, like... I don't know how to explain it. She has a lot of hurt girl music.
Okay.
So I'm really sap. Like, I'm a sad person.
Yeah.
I like to listen to music that, like, I can relate to. And, like, she talks about heartbreak a lot and stuff. So I'm like, I need that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I listen. That's how I got into Beyonce. I just, like, I don't know. I think it was Destiny's Child.
I was going to say, now, I do...
For me, yeah.
That era is something that I really like, too. Mm-hmm. Like, the Destiny's Child. I do like the early 2000s, Beyonce. Like, I was really... I'm into that, for real.
Yeah, but that Beyonce was, like, what I was, like, super, like, heavy into. And then she went into her, like, pop era when she started, like, collabing with Lady Gaga and stuff, which is also...
Yeah, I do like that, too. I did like that era, too.
Lady Gaga. That's one of my biggest inspos for life. But yeah. And then she follows the eras of music. And that's okay. why I like always listen to her. Cause she always is going to make something that is relevant to what's going on. So when Renaissance dropped, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people were making sad music. And Renaissance dropped, it was like, oh my gosh, this is a dancing.
Yeah. It's like you could be happy. You're like, it kind of brought light.
Exactly. And then like DJ started playing a bunch of her songs,
because it's house music.
Exactly. And it was just, I don't know. It's a very, the whole album is like affirming.
That's what I'm saying. And it's like, even though I didn't listen to it, I know some songs from it, but I could tell, you know, just by the effect that it was having on people,
right?
That it was something, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely should have won Album of the Year. I don't know. I did not listen to her. Harry Styles won that
album
of the Year. Yeah. Yeah. I heard a couple of his songs. Like, it's whatever.
Bro,
Renaissance changed the world when it dropped. Saying, I don't know.
But that is an example of why.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I hate it here.
That's a prime example, because I know even without listening to the whole album, I know that it shifted the culture. So it's like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
how is that even possible? I never even heard of the Harry Styles album.
I feel like falling in love. Come on.
Right. I do know everybody loves that song. Yeah.
Everyone knows that song.
But it's like,
no, okay, no, Harry Styles.
That is a song. No, I think that's the song off the album when I was like, y'all don't know Beyonce is talking about popping
pills.
You know what? Yes.
For real?
Yes, because in the song she said, I want to go, if I'm not mistaken, she said, I want to go missing. I need a prescription. I want to go higher.
Oh my God. I love her.
I was like, yo.
She on the X.
Like, what? And that's when I was like, okay, I might got to listen
to
this shit. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
I like that song way more now.
Yeah, bro. And I was like, hold on, because now the rest of the song makes sense.
It does.
Yeah, I feel like falling in love, like the fall.
Oh my God, I'm about to listen to that again.
That's what I'm saying. Listen to it again, but think about what I just said.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Because that's the one line. It's like, if you catch it, you catch it. But that's the line that ties it all together.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Great, nice.
I want to go higher. Can I sit on top of you? That's what you want to do every time.
Exactly.
Duh. So, yeah, maybe I do. I do need to go. I'm tripping. I need to go listen to the rest of the album, because she's saying shit like that.
It's 10 out of 10.
That's what I'm saying. We might have a common ground here.
Yeah, for sure.
We might relate. We might relate. That's what I'm saying. Like, because now you're related to me.
Exactly.
So that's going to hit a little different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. So I'm gonna just get into real quickly. I don't really do gossip, but it's just like just the little things that's been going on social media.
Oh, yes, girl.
But the only thing that I've been seeing two things on my timeline a lot. Of course, Krishan and Blueface.
I hate them. They are ruining society,
girl.
They're
triggering people in the process,
bro. You are. so whack. It's like everyone's like, oh, Krishan needs to break up with. They're not breaking up. It's not happening. They're in a toxic relationship. And I'm sure like everyone's been in a toxic relationship at least once. You know how hard it is to just break up?
Bro, the people who are romanticizing it are the ones that have me the most fucked up. Because it's like,
hate them.
Y'all don't even know the half.
Bro, first of all,
y'all don't even know the fucking half, bro.
What bothers me, look, okay, I could care less about what they got going on, but the fact that they publicize everything, I'm sorry, that's lame. They're just monetizing off of trauma.
That's what I'm saying. Over it. And it's like,
and Blueface hasn't even made a hit song in how long? Like,
but people don't understand. Like, this shit is very real. Like,
it is.
That shit is very real, and it's scary what they're doing, actually.
Bro, and the fact that Zeus has been monetizing off of it as well, it's like, it's now it's like, okay, is this like for real? Is this a facade? Or are they just keeping this up to keep their views up? Like, what really is going on? And then you got all these people like writing think pieces on Twitter. I'm over it. I don't care anymore.
I don't care anymore, but
I want to mute them.
I had to block them both because of the simple fact that it's like, no, we are not going to do this. Bro. I do not want to see this. For my own like mental health sake, like I don't want to see that shit.
No, it's bad vibes.
It's super bad vibes, bro. And that just takes me back. It just takes you back to a fucking
right
crazy ass place. Don't nobody want to see that shit.
No, absolutely not. And it's like, I feel like a lot of people feel the way we feel. But there's also a lot of people who kind of like love it. They love to see that shit.
And those happen. Are the type of people who've never been in those situation.
And I'm saying, like you guys, this is not just your entertainment, okay? Like,
bruh,
her life might be in danger. Like, you know what I'm saying? His life might be in danger. You don't know. It goes both ways. They both abusive. And now she got a child. I'm worried. But not that worried, because look, they grown.
Girl,
go ahead.
She knows what she needs to do.
Bro, I'm saying, like,
she knows what she know if that is indeed what's going on, she knows what she needs to do.
Period. And I also, like, the fact that he is constantly publicly, what's it called, embarrassing her.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how you know, that is traumatizing to anybody. You are literally traumatizing this woman for clout and publicity. Why don't you just go in the studio and make some music? Just go do
utilizing the same, if not less, because right. Your music isn't even all that great.
It's not.
Amount of energy. You could be putting this to a, but it's never going to be that.
Never.
Because niggas are always going to take the fucking,
the easy route. And the easy route is monetizing off of this young woman.
Like, come on. We got to pay attention to what the fuck is really happening, because
literally,
not on my watch.
Because like, honestly, what if the worst happens? You know what I'm saying? And like, and
how are y'all really gonna feel?
Exactly. And we've just watched this couple go downhill and continue to go downhill. And then, what if someone actually gets hurt? You feel me? Or
you ever heard that song? I think it's 21 Savage. Who the fuck said this? Maybe G Herbo. It was G Herbo, and he was like, he'll still be alive right now if you niggas ain't gas him up. That's
look,
what it's giving.
That's real life.
That's what it's giving.
Look.
And it's like, I'm not gonna witness that. We've already done that.
And also,
like,
you can't help someone that can't, you know what I'm saying, doesn't want to be saved. You feel me? Like, she hasn't asked for help. You know what I'm saying? Like,
girl.
But also, it's like,
I don't even think she believes. She might not believe that she needs it. She might not believe.
I don't even know. It's like a slippery slope too, talking about it, because it could be like mental health.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. Also, like, the way she was raised.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know what she values and what values have been taught to her. So it's like,
that's why I don't speak on it.
Exactly.
Like, I can't
have an opinion. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I don't.
I just
speak
wish
on it. I just don't want to see it.
Exactly. I just wish it wasn't public. Please, just someone take their phones. Y'all deal with that over there.
Like, I could never speak on that and judge like that. Like, nah. But me, I can protect my peace for sure.
Literally.
But on a more positive note, the Something in the Water lineup drop.
Love it. I loved it. It was so good. You know, everyone that was hating on the Something in the Water lineup,
bruh.
Look. Take your hate and freaking throw it in the trash.
That's what I'm saying.
Because no one wants to hear that shit.
Bruh, niggas want it. I said, you can't save. I feel like some of this shit is just beyond saving, bro. You cannot even save these niggas at this point. These niggas would rather hear Boosie or some shit.
Virginia's for haters. For real.
Girl, these niggas would rather hear fucking Boosie. It's French Montana or some country ass shit.
I think what it was is that a lot of the artists that were up there were kind of like unknown. But if you look into all of the artists' music, which I was doing the other day.
Yes.
Their music hits. It's very good. There's a lot of alt bands up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's
EDM.
A lot of EDM. There's something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And Virginia has always been a really diverse place. You can't always think about what's hip. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to think about the people, like the old heads that want to come out and see.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
It's for everybody.
Exactly.
But you could,
and then the older,
something that you might like.
Right. And then you have like the other, like you got white people that want to come. You know what I'm saying? And then you got,
right.
You know, there's music for everybody. You feel me? So you come to this festival, you see artists that you don't know, and you end up liking them because Pharrell knows how to curate a good festival.
Yes, like think about all the people he's worked with. You really think he gonna bring some bullshit?
You know what I'm saying? He
like,
knows what
I
he's
gotta
doing.
Even give credit where credit is due. Like he even brought Dirk, Babyface Ray. Like those are good artists for their genre.
Exactly.
So it's like if you know he's gonna pick some decent rappers, have some faith that he's gonna pick some decent something else, and open up your mind to it.
Exactly. And you notice how like the what's it called? The Pharrell and Friends was the biggest name up there. I feel like there's a lot of
room for opportunity here.
Right. There's a lot of things that could happen. I feel like
last year the nigga brought fucking Jay-Z.
I'm saying.
Like, what do you want?
People are people are haters, bro. Just come to the event and turn up. And there's gonna be a lot of free stuff going on too.
It is.
Outside of the festival.
It is. They posted a flyer for one.
Exactly. There's literally the whole weekend. Actually, the whole week leading up to the weekend is going to be lit. Okay? I'm trying to find my fits.
I am too, because I ain't got shit to wear. But I'm going to, I've been in the gym, y'all. Like, I'm
yeah.
trying to be.
Bro, me
you
too.
Know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to show y'all what I've been working on.
Fuck them up real quick.
I don't know what to wear. I don't know if I'm going to wear sandals or not, or like sneakers. I might get some fly sandals and just wear it.
Oh my god. Okay, so if you had like a unlimited clothing budget, right?
Oh man.
If money was no object, like god, yeah. What would you wear? Like
I would go insane. I would probably buy some new Suicokes for my feet, and then I'd probably buy like a really like sexy dress from somewhere. I don't know what brand, but I would find one and probably like I'd wear the Don DeLorde's, you know.
Yeah,
I make sure I rep Mac, you know what I'm saying. And then yeah, keep it simple. I would just wear a dress for real.
A dress.
And maybe like a cardigan if it's cold, because I feel like it could be cold.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't know. Is April like,
yeah, I think it's
is April warm?
A little cold, but I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I don't know. I would just wear something simple, or like a maxi skirt with like some slits, or like some cool pants.
Like, you do be having the cool pants.
I love cool pants, man.
Yeah, you do be having the cool pants.
Like maybe some like bell bottom pants.
Okay.
You feel me? With that show you like, you know, like that kind of form
yes,
to your butt.
Yes, yes, like some Y2K type shit.
Yeah. Need that.
Yeah.
A little crop top.
See, and that's like that's the route that I was gonna try to go. Like,
right.
That's why I've been fucking going crazy in the gym. But yeah, like that's like
same. How often you work out?
Okay, so we just started to decide that we're gonna go four times a week.
Four times?
Four times.
Nice. That's good. That's hard.
It is.
I try to go at least three times when I'm not on my period, because when I'm on my period, I don't work out. I can't. I just don't.
Okay, listen. Hear me out. Just hear
Do
me
it.
Out.
No.
Do it because it helps with the cramps, and it makes it like shorter.
It makes me so sad. Like,
really?
Nah, like waking up and like just like being on my period, I just don't want to go to the gym.
Yeah, nah.
You feel me? It's just hard getting up.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is.
But I feel like, yeah, if I ended up going to the gym on my period, I probably would have a better time.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
With life.
And try Honey Pot. They help also.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Mm,
yeah.
Good look.
They help out a lot.
Okay, we like that.
Yes. So now we're just going to get into this interview. I'm going to just talk about you.
Oh.
Okay, So I know what you do. Like I said, we kind of got into the scene around the same time, but everybody in the audience don't know everything that you do. So, like, how would you describe yourself?
I'm an artist, just generally speaking, and an event curator, because I love curating events and putting them on. Like last year with Slow Dive and Disc Freak, that was the first time I was able to create a brand, stick with it, and like make it successful each time and increase in success each time.
Nice.
It was super cool when it was happening, and I was really grateful to experience something consistent for once. And like, I was kind of sad, actually very sad, when Slow Dive ended, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wasn't able to continue my platform, but luckily opportunities have came, and I've been able to keep the brand going without having a consistent spot to throw, you know, my events at.
That's really, like, powerful, though. That's great.
Yeah, and it's something that I'm really proud of, and I don't usually give myself too much credit because, I don't know, I just feel like there's so much work to be done. But that's one thing I'm like,
yeah, you gotta stop that. You gotta give yourself the credit.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm learning to give myself credit.
You got to.
So, yeah. Those two things, event curator, artist, and then within the artist, there's like DJ, music sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I do want to keep venturing into music. I don't want to like come out with a project until I've practiced enough.
Okay.
You feel me? So that's what I do. Nice. That's gonna be really dope. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. I want to make dance music.
Oh, yeah. That's
like, dance, cool. But, like, I don't know how to explain it. Dancy and a little rap.
Okay.
But something you can, like.
It's, like, cute.
It is cute.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's cute. Exactly. Exactly.
I have someone I want you to listen to.
Ooh, okay.
Do you know who Lexa Gates is?
Oh, that name sounds real familiar.
Yeah. I think she's based in New York, but
for sure.
I'm gonna show you some of her music.
Okay, bet.
Because I think that might be
put me on for sure.
So definitely remind me to do that though.
No, I will. You gotta send me that and then
the Lucky Girl.
Yes.
Yeah, you those definitely need to hear that. That's a great. That's a great one.
So
I want to get a little deeper. So let's talk about dating.
Oh, nice,
nice. So before, are you single or are you dating somebody?
I am in a relationship.
You're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to ask you, like, because you be on Twitter with the same, like I said, the same sad girl shit as me.
Yes.
So I know we share the same sentiments
about
a lot of things. So as a female creative, what are some of the hardships about dating? And what would you say, like, you need most in a relationship?
So, as a creative in the dating scene, I feel like dating ultimately is trash. I think my outlook on dating isn't really positive, only because it takes a lot for me to be interested, and a lot of men specifically, they're not looking at you with the best with your best interests in mind. You feel me? Like, it's more like, what can I gain from this person? Oh, she's an artist, she's a DJ, she does this. Ooh, I want to do something like that. Let me try to talk to her so I could see what I can gain from being with her.
And then turn around and say that they gained nothing, right, or want to act like they gained nothing.
Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've definitely been in situations where I was giving a lot more, mm-hmm, than I was receiving.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like the main thing in a relationship that I need is I need the giving and receiving to be equal.
Girl, all right. I wish I had. I got to figure these buttons the fuck out because I need to hit, like, the horn. Like, it's bars. For real. And I feel like you don't really understand how important that is,
yes,
until you go through a couple things and experience a couple things, bro, in life, like, and really grow up. Bro. Because we think that ride or die shit is cute.
Bro, you, like, really do. You really,
you think
that
shit is cute?
Don't. Don't think it's cute.
Do not waste your time. Do not waste your money. Like,
literally, that's just energy going to the trash can. You know what I'm saying?
Please get out of that mindset. The, yes, ride or die mindset will kill you.
Literally, you will die.
You will die. There's like, that's what they don't tell you about being a ride or die. You don't really have an option. Once, yes, you play the game, there's only one way that ends.
You die. Literally.
A part of you dies and you don't fucking get it back.
Yeah.
Or if some, yeah, people
actually die. Bro, think, like, about you, number one. You are number one always. Like, if I was, like, looking at my younger self, honestly, though, mm-hmm, I'm not even going to say that because the biggest lessons start with an L. Okay, so sometimes you need to take an L to learn from it, and then you gain that knowledge to not do it again. Yeah. However, if you keep doing it again and again and again, and you're not learning your lesson, sorry. There's no one can help you there. You feel me?
At that point, it's above me.
Like, yeah, exactly. You know, I'm grateful for the lessons I've learned. I like who I am right now.
Because it will not happen again.
Well,
it
never
will not happen
never
again.
Never. And then, like, also, the creative dating scene is kind of, like, whack because everyone freaking knows everyone. And it's, like,
girl.
And it's just annoying. Like, ew. Stop.
See, and let me,
that's why I
want to
go
something
to a different city.
I'm not going to lie. You can know whoever the hell you want to know. Best friends, close friends, shit like that. That's right. Off limits. But anybody else?
Right. True.
It, like,
facts.
It doesn't stop y'all.
No. It doesn't.
Like,
bruh.
Like, and that's just the way you kind of have to have that mindset here because it is so.
It is.
Like,
there's not a lot to choose from.
It's really not.
Yeah, unless you're a girl, though. I feel like not. Unless you're a girl. Unless you're into girls. I feel like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like the women out here are really dope. Like,
yes,
there's a lot of dope women out here, but a lot of them are not into women.
Yes.
So it's also like,
And then, like, I hate it when because I'm not pushy. Like, that's not my style.
No, ever.
I'm a
never
very, like, subtle flirt. I'm
always
a Scorpio. So it's like,
you chilling.
Yeah. So I'm not going to push up on you like, oh, my gosh, bitch. Like, da, da, da. No, I'm going to say something, and I'm going to see if you catch it type shit.
And if
you don't,
all right.
Then it's like, okay.
Exactly.
But I'm not being friendly. Like, I say that shit all the time.
I want you.
I'm trying. Yeah, like, I'm not being friendly. Maybe I need to stop being so subtle, be a little less subtle. I don't know. But
I think you should keep doing what you're doing because whoever catches it is going to be the one to catch
yeah
it. You feel me? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Because I hate extra ass shit.
No.
Even with niggas, I really don't give a fuck about niggas for real. But
I hate them.
Yeah. Like, I've never been the type to just be like, oh my gosh, like throwing myself at people.
Never.
It's just like, if you fuck with me.
It gotta be, like I said, it got the giving and the receiving gotta be equal. Like,
yeah,
we both have to like each other.
It has to be a mutual attraction.
Exactly. I don't like liking someone and them not liking me as much.
That shit is messy and ugly as fuck.
That's weird.
It makes you feel so off balance. Like,
I'm like, oh, you don't like me? How could you not? Like, what do you mean? Like, that automatically turns me off. Like, what? Almost the attraction almost if someone is attracted to me, I might be more attracted to them. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and it's like a sick little narcissistic thing.
It is.
Thing.
Look, I got an ego. So yeah, if you stroke like, it, maybe I might like you. I don't know. I'm going to be honest, though.
Like, it's very simple. But that's why it's like the right people, they will catch on.
Always. Always.
Because, yeah, I didn't know that you like girls, though. That's
yeah,
nice to me.
I don't really talk about it because I don't like to make sexuality, like, something I talk about often. I feel like it's a, if like you find out or like the, if you need to find out, you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, I love people who talk about their sexuality and stuff and who are like, oh, I'm like, you know what I'm saying, whatever they choose to be. But I don't make that the topic ever.
I respect that.
You know what I'm saying? Unless, you know what I'm saying, it was asked. I'm not gonna be like closed off, like, oh no, like I can't tell you what I like. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I can't say, like, that shit is kind of, it's sexualized a lot.
It is.
And that can be annoying if you don't, if you're not really trying to make that work for you in other ways, then it
right.
can be annoying.
Yeah.
Like.
Exactly. And also, like, I don't know. I just feel like, maybe this is, like, something I have to go over, but I just feel like bisexual women are just not, like, taken seriously. For real, like
yeah,
it's like a gray area. Like, I do find I'm more so attracted to like energy and personality. So I guess you could say pansexual, but I even hate saying that because everyone says they're pansexual. Like, I don't know, like
girl,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand.
Like, really, what are you?
I get that. I understand. So. All right, so like I said earlier, I do follow you on Twitter, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. like I said, I like following you on Twitter because we be feeling, you're like a more politically correct version of myself, I feel like.
I could see that. I'm yeah. glad you said that because I see that for sure. I try to be very like neutral, but also
yes.
like saying what I mean to say too at the
yes.
same time.
Like, I love that because it's like, it's not too much. You
right.
know what I mean?
But it took a while for me to get to that balance.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely came out on the left field. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When it came to Twitter and like speaking my mind, like,
girl, you,
yeah. Well, bro, I'm saying I know you for a fact. Like, you stay speaking your mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, which is great. Love that about you. You know what I mean? Keep it up for real.
We had to learn.
Yeah, like, but. There is a point where you kind of do have to dial back what you mean to say because a lot of people don't understand context
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they take things out of context and then also they don't understand what's going on half of the time. So they try to create their own narratives
yeah.
about what they think about you and then apply it. And then now they have this, you know, false narrative about you, and then they talk about you to other people
and just perpetuate it,
bro. Exactly.
And that's why it's like I say this all the time on Twitter. I say if you are the type of person that doesn't want to be around me or don't want to fuck me because of what somebody else has to say,
mm-hmm.
then you're not really the type of person that I want to be around anyway.
Right. Exactly.
So it's like it's keeping away all the people who need to be kept away because
that's
the people
exactly.
who say I'm gonna find out for myself. They found out for themselves and. Look at the wonderful fucking time.
Exactly.
You can't do that.
No.
You can't do that. You have to have your own.
Exactly.
So, anyway.
For real, though.
I wanted to bring up just one tweet. You were talking about what's going on in the creative scene. So,
word.
You said Norfolk is so dead. There's nowhere where you can go to casually hear a good DJ and get a drink.
Facts.
So, like I said, we've been around for around the same time. We've seen a lot of the changes
mm-hmm.
from back when we had warehouse venues. Like, I think you remember Royalty on 26th Street.
Yep.
Yeah, like, we had places like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even venues like The Cut in Hampton. I don't know if you remember that. Bobby Blaze and them used to have events there.
I saw, like, the flyers for that, but I never pulled up to Hampton.
Yeah.
Know. a little far for me.
The cut and also graffiti that was in Newport News.
You're right.
And then we had bars like thank you, and of course Slow Dive that we love so much. Mm-hmm. So how does it make you feel seeing like the spaces that we use for creative outlets, a lot of people for income, like for creatives?
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel seeing that it's slowly being taken away?
It honestly, it made me depressed for a little bit because it was a main source of income for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was bringing in a lot of extra money. I was getting booked every other weekend to DJ. You know what I'm saying? Like I was always on the move. I was always in the mode of creating and stuff when these spaces were up. And also like I just felt more connected to people when these places were up.
Right.
Because we were able to go somewhere, like I said, have a drink and listen to a good DJ and like talk about what's going on in our lives and really connect with people and mingle. Like the whole main part about community is mingling.
Yeah.
And getting to know your community so that when you are curating these events, you can curate them for the community and make it the best experience for everybody. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, and also you find new talent. You know what I'm saying? If you're a new, say you're a new artist, you want to get your music out, mingling at these places is the best way to get your music out and to get known.
Yeah.
It's like you put in a few months of going outside, everyone will know you. It's so easy.
Girl.
You know?
It's very easy to do. It's super easy to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. And with all these spaces just closing down one by one, where do we go? Plaza del Sol? I'm not doing that. Like, Plaza del Sol's cool. You know what I'm saying? And all these other little makeshift venue restaurant
yeah, because
spaces.
It's spaces that weren't even, like, I feel like people like that, they're just benefiting from our fucking, they're like, oh, well, you have nowhere else to go. You can come here, but it's going to be taxed. You know what I'm saying? They
right.
don't want you playing certain music. They don't want you catering to certain crowds.
Bro, exactly.
Like,
exactly.
They're doing shit on their terms, and they're taking advantage of what is happening to us. It's called exploitation.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's what's really going on.
Bro.
And it's like.
Right.
Girl.
And like, so these businesses
mm-hmm.
are being like opening their doors for DJs to DJ at, right? Okay, in return, the DJs get paid, sure, but it brings more business to the restroom. It doesn't really help the community. We're just desperate.
They were not worried about us.
No.
Before the pandemic, before their pockets got hit.
Exactly. They didn't care.
They would just
keep doing what they're doing anyway. You feel me? So I can't get behind it. I love how, like, events are still trying to occur,
mm-hmm.
but
we just got to pay attention to, you know, and that's why I say this all the time. Like, we got to pay attention who you are actually linking up with, standing
Bro.
Beside, who you're attaching your name to.
Exactly.
Who you're letting, like, in your shit.
Right. And also, like, the back got shut down
mm-hmm.
because they were against whatever, they were in violation of something.
Okay.
And then.
Violation.
Right.
Meaning you attract
too many people, whatever. Whatever permit they didn't have it, that shut down. And that was like the last spot we had, you know what I'm saying? And then I think soon after, like, an event got thrown at Chicho's or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, are you deaf? Like, do you not see the climate was going on? Why would you throw something at Chicho's? I just have a problem with things that, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would you attach your name to something that isn't for you, that never was for you?
Because to me, that shit, that's where the line was drawn for me. Like, I clearly understand, like, you made it super clear
mm-hmm.
type shit.
Right.
And it's like, damn. Like, after all the fucking.
All the everything that's been going on, that's what you want to do, you know? So now, since everyone is unable to do things in Norfolk, they're going to go back to the beach. And it sucks because everyone moved. Literally, I know so many people that moved specifically to Norfolk because it was lit. Mm-hmm. And now we're back at the oceanfront at the same clubs, at the same places. And it's only
begging for fucking crumbs.
Bro. Like, and like.
And that's crazy because. Look, no.
Yeah.
Like. No.
No. You know, I've so when no. I first started DJing, I DJed up and down the oceanfront.
Mm-hmm.
And. It was cool because, like, I was a new DJ, and it was cool to be in a semi-professional space.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't pay you anything crazy, and you got to tend to the beach crowd, which
right.
are not receiving of a lot of music, okay? With in Norfolk, when we had these spaces where it was safe to play EDM music, say, or mm-hmm. play... house music or play new rap music, whatever music you could play it in Norfolk. And now at the beach, it's like, okay, you got to play like top 100 a little bit. And
girl,
then
I'll put it to you like this. They want the fucking, the 21 Savage from I Got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
They want that 21 Savage. They don't want fucking Glock in My Lap.
No.
21 Savage. They don't want
no
Slaughter Gang, Murder Gang, 21 Savage. But this is the thing that fucks me up about all of this. The Slaughter Gang, Murder Gang crowd, they're the ones that's going to get your shit popping and spend the money and have the bitches coming out and have
the
bar being bought. So let's cut the shit. Like, let's cut the shit.
It's racist.
Because I see it every single fucking time. Every time. Niggas make y'all shit pop every time. And it's like, as soon as that happens, now all of a sudden places are in violation.
Bro.
Oh, y'all don't have this permit. Say what the fuck it is. Because if that is what the fuck it is, let us know. Like, shout out to Monet, who went to City Hall and fucking read they asked for filth. But she said, let us know if that's what it is. Because if that is what it is, then we need to move other places where we can do what we need to do.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, we need to let us know what it is so we can move accordingly. But don't keep disguising it under the false pretense that it's code violation. And permit, say what it is.
And honestly, the whole rule that you have to sell 45% food
mm-hmm.
to be a club, that is crazy. That is a crazy rule to have because even in places like, recently I went to, where'd I go? Tennessee or somewhere. It was North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I went to North Carolina. They have bars that are just bars. They just sell alcohol. Only. No food. You only see that in Virginia Beach on the oceanfront. There is no... Every place that was open in Norfolk sold food. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that they didn't have enough food sales, they weren't able to stay open. What? No one wants to buy food. They want to get lit. Why can't you just let us have that? Everything. And the what kills me is, like, there was no violence. Minimal violence.
Yeah. Because it's never
violence.
That.
It never was.
It's never that.
And it's also a lot of politics that go into it. And the people on the city council they just don't see how profitable it could be if they could just put money into the community and how much money they would get back. They would rather build apartments. They would rather make it everything family friendly.
Right.
Let's make it all PG. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
Girl.
That's why I would rather go to New York or DC.
Same.
Or somewhere that is already curated, already ready to receive what I have. To do.
Right.
I don't want to be a pioneer, bro. I'm tired.
Girl, but you have to do that.
I know.
And
I know. I'm just tired.
We got to wrap this up.
Oh, damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we got an hour?
Yeah. But the last segment of the podcast is called Last Word. And it's just where I find a lyric that I feel like fits the guest, that I feel like you might get some inspiration from, and just even the audience at home, too. So. This song is called Deep End by Fushi. I don't know if you've ever heard it.
Yes, I love that song.
Yeah.
I love her.
So the lyrics that I want to say are for you. and this is what I think of when I think of you.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like, it's something that I feel like fits. So I'm going to just start from the beginning. Had to come and flip the script. Had a big bone to pick. Got the short end of stick. So we made a fire with it. Mm-hmm. Let it burn to a crisp. Now that's a surefire flip. She's a boss. She's a bitch. I take that as a compliment. I see them moving real low, but I leave them on a high note. Always lead with love. Mama raised me thorough. They better wake up. Niggas on the way up. You ain't finna play her. And
yes,
I just feel like
I love that.
That's it, embodies you. I feel it like does. It's similar to both of our journeys. But I just really want you to keep that in mind. Like, I really want you to keep that in mind going
Thank
forward.
You. I appreciate that, for real.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Because that's, like, and everybody, like, you see how people move. You see what's going on. Stay thorough.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Keep working.
Keep working.
Don't stop.
Like.
Boss up.
Boss up and let them sleep if they want, but niggas is on the way up.
Yeah, you're not stopping nothing. No one is stopping anything. It's always going to be moving forward, for real.
And yeah.
Oh, this was fun.
This was great.
I had a good time.
I am so glad you came.
Yeah.
It was so fun. And make sure you guys, you want to give them your social media?
Oh, yeah. So. My Twitter is madstart, MADSTARTT, and so is my Instagram. So those are the two social medias I have that I use the most. Yeah.
All right, and y'all make sure y'all follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Black Hearts Club with no A in Black. Make sure you check out the website, blackheartsclub.com, and we will see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.